Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey there, Starlene Stringer here. And other than being on radio and TV, we're probably a lot alike. We're all trying to get through this thing we call life while making a positive difference. And for me, focusing on faith, family, and friends makes each day a little brighter. I've got my husband, Ray, my bonus babies who are grown, Rachel and Trey, and our youngest daughter, Reagan. My mom's in memory care, and I check in on her, too. Yep, I juggle a lot. We all do. And now we can do it together. Welcome to My Sandwich Mom Life.
Hi, this is Reagan. This is my mom's podcast, so she's probably going to talk about me. But welcome to the show.
Hi there, and welcome to another edition of My Sandwich Mom Life. Oh boy, I am talking about love language because the way we speak to one another and communicate with each other, it matters. Sometimes, though, we speak in a way that others may listen in on and think, wow, they're fussing or they're mad or they don't like each other. When the truth of the matter is, we love each other. And that's just how, well, we communicate. Not saying it's the right thing to do, but sometimes with my loved ones, it's necessary. I mean, I can't tell you how many times my husband has heard me, well, fussing with my daughter. And he's like, well, you don't have to say it this way or you don't have to say it that way. But I'm like, I kind of do. Because when I say it the way he says it, she doesn't listen. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't really think I'm like yelling. In fact, I know I'm not, but she would say it is. She'd say, you're raising your voice at me. Well, I am raising my voice because if I don't speak like this, then you're not going to listen to me when I say it is time to stop doing what you're doing and do your homework. Or it is time to stop doing what you're doing. I've asked twice now. It's time for dinner. Get off the phone with your friends. I have to say it like that because if I say it's dinner time, get off the phone with your friends, I get, okay, mom. And then 10 minutes later, Reagan, it's dinner time. Please get off the phone with your friends. I'm coming. I said I'm coming. 10 minutes later, I say, get off the phone now. It's time to eat. And that's usually when my husband has just walked in and that's all he hears. And he's like, you don't have to say it like that. And I'm like, oh, but I do. Then my daughter weighs in and said, I know. She's like so mean and she's fussing and screaming at me too. What? Not true. I'm not screaming. I am raising my voice, and it's nowhere near the level of what his voice is or would be in this circumstance, but it's what it takes for me to get her to listen sometimes. Now, let me make this clear. I don't have a disobedient child. I mean, Reagan's a straight A student. She listens to her teachers, and she listens to me most of the time, but there are times where I have to go, okay, I'm not going to say it again. Do it now. It's no different than any other parent out there. And, you know, sometimes I say it one time and she's like, okay, and hops right to it. She's ready to eat. She's ready to do schoolwork right away. The thing is, we have rules every day, but it's not every time. And so sometimes I find myself raising my voice. Sometimes it's like, all right, it's time to get ready for bed because you have school tomorrow. I just want to watch one more minute. Okay, no, that show will be there. It's recorded. It's time to go to bed. I'm like, okay, I said no. Or I may say, finish that 1 minute. I will even set a timer. And then I'm like, your minute's up. It's time to hop in the shower, get ready for bed. You have school tomorrow. You're so mean, is what I'll hear. But you know what? I'm okay with that. Because I know that one day she'll look back just like I look back now and appreciate the things my mom did for me. The things that I thought were just annoying and mean and awful were really for my good. I can't tell you how many times recently I've wanted to just pick up the phone and call my mom and say thank you. I now understand what it is you were saying and what it is you were doing to make me a better human being, to make me more successful in life, and I appreciate it. But unfortunately, my mom has Alzheimer's, and I could call her, and yeah, I can still say it. Maybe not the call, because she doesn't even know what a phone is anymore. Like, she would hold it and be like, what's this? But I could tell her face to face, and in fact, I think I will, just because I want her to know how appreciative I am, and to let her know how much I love her and what she did, the sacrifices she made for my brother and I, all those times she had to hear from me, "You're so mean." Ugh. Or let's be real, my parents are divorced, so I would say things like, "I'm going to go live with my dad." I know, way harsh, right? But when you're a preteen and a teen, it didn't feel like it was. Okay, maybe it did a little, but that's what the point was, right? You wanted them to feel like bad because you were feeling bad about what they were saying you needed to do or had to do. There are rules in this life. There are rules in this world. Ooh, I'm sounding like my mom. You know, now that my mom is in the condition she's in, she's like almost like having a second child. I can hear her in my head saying, "I am not your child." I know, Mom, I know. But getting her to get in the shower or just get dressed is like having to fuss with a child about doing it. I buy my mom new clothes and I show it to her and I say, "Ooh, look at these PJs. You want to put them on?" She's like, "Yes." And a smile lights up on her face. And I'm like, "Okay, well, go ahead and take a shower and then we will get these pajamas on you." And anyone who has a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, shower and dressing, those are like battle words. She's like, "Absolutely not." In fact, this last time my mom got so mad, she even said a bad word to me. And when she said it, she was so angry. And then she said my name and I started laughing because I thought, wow, my mom hasn't said my name in so long. I don't even know sometimes if she remembers me. In fact, I feel like she does not. But in her midst of anger, in all that she was feeling right then, she not only said my name, she said it in that same mom tone that I find myself using with my child today. It was awesome. And I was so happy. I literally laughed and smiled and it angered her, just like it would if I were younger and she was trying to get me to do something I didn't want to do. And I wasn't trying to laugh, but I was so happy that my mom actually remembered my name. Do you know how long it's been since my mom has said my name? How long it's been since I felt like she even remembers me? And so even though she said it out of anger, it was also said out of love. It was also a sign to me that she is there, that she is still my mom. And what she has taught me and that I'm passing on to my child is still a part of what we need each and every day. Someone who loves us and cares about us and who makes us abide by the rules of life. Things that are going to keep us safe, make us better. And I like that. Please hear me out. I am not saying that it's a good thing to yell at anybody ever. I'm just saying that there are going to be times in life where you're going to need to raise your voice to make sure that you're heard. Ooh, you can use that in so many ways. But right now we're focusing on the mother-daughter relationships. We're talking about the parent-child relationships. And it is important and imperative that you know and they know that we are responsible for them until they are grown and able to be responsible for themselves. And for those who are caregivers, for those who are grown, including maybe your parent or parents, we are responsible for them too. And that's why we have rules. That's why we have them sometimes do things they don't want to do. Taking a shower or bath, changing their clothes when they need to, getting their hair done. The things we do on a daily basis, like eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so that we can take care of our bodies and ultimately our souls. We were commanded to love one another. And sometimes that love is bold and loud and may come across like you're fussing or yelling. But again, it's a love language. And don't be afraid to use yours. Don't you dare leave here and say, "I said fuss at your kids." I did not say that. I didn't say fuss at your mom and dad. I'm just saying that when you have to raise your voice from time to time to get your point across, it's probably okay. As long as they're listening. I can't tell you how many times my daughter has come to me and said, "I'm sorry, Mom. I should have listened the first time." Or how the next time when I ask her to do something, she just does it without me having to raise my voice because she don't want to hear it. She'll be like, I'm going to do it now because I do not want to hear you fussing and raising your voice. And maybe you've said that to your mom a time or two or to your dad a time or two. Or maybe you're in the situation like I'm in right now where you wish you could hear them fussing at you. Just remember that no matter what you're going through or what you're trying to get across, do it with love. And when you do something from the heart, it shows they know. My daughter knows that she has so much love for me. My mom, even in the state she's in now, knows that she is loved by me. And I know that she loves me too. That's why she said the things she used to say to me and would do the things she used to do. That's why she raised her voice at me the other day, because she knew she could. She knew me for just that little moment. I was reminded she knew me and I felt loved, and I know that I am. And I hope you know you are too. Look, if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can anytime. Go to StarleneStringer.com. You'll find me on all the social media sites, and you will find me here with my Sandwich Mom Life. Thanks for listening. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.